Kitchen Age Home and Hardware has two locations to serve you better. Its original location is on Sturgis Road in Marion, and its newer location in Sturgis. The name actually says it all. H&H Home and Hardware has everything you need, from plumbing and electrical supplies to lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, pool supplies, steel power equipment, and service, plus so much more for inside the home and out. H&H Home and Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Good Friday morning. We're a week into spring here in West Kentucky, and today I'm recording the program from my back porch. And you might hear the birds out here singing already this morning, and we are just over a week into springtime. Easter just around the corner. We're about a week away from Good Friday, and Easter will be on April 5th this year. Another event coming up here just down the road is the Chamber of Commerce Home and Garden Show. First time they've ever put one of these on. It will be out at the former Armory, which is the Crittenden County Recreation Center now. That will be on the 11th, Saturday, April 11th. And you can still be involved as a vendor. Give the chamber a shout. If you are interested, you can contact them off of their website or their Facebook page and be involved in that. Looking forward to seeing what will be on display there at the first ever Home and Garden Show. In local news, the court system here in Crittenden County is getting ready for a murder trial. A hearing is on the schedule this morning. It will be the final pretrial hearing in the Timothy Paris murder trial. He is charged with shooting his father in an altercation at their rural Crittenden County home about 4 years ago. This case has languished in the court system for quite some time, and we'll find out today whether this is going to trial for sure. And I think the prosecution and the defense expects it to go to trial. And if so, jury selection will begin in the morning. Of course, court is held at the Marion City Hall. They're in the council chambers because our courthouse, of course, was torn down to make way for a new one. And if you drive by there regularly, you see a great deal of progress. It's actually starting to take the shape of a courthouse. But back to the trial. It will begin on Monday. If they get a jury seated early on Friday, there could be some opening remarks heard tomorrow, but it is scheduled for three more days next week, and we will have coverage from that. Something else we're keeping our eye on that is developing into, as I've mentioned before, probably one of the biggest events Marion and Crittenden County has ever hosted. That will be the Legacy of Liberty celebration and festival, which will be held around town in late June. It'll be the last weekend in June, just ahead of the 4th of July, and this is part of the America 250 celebration as our country celebrates its 250th birthday. Just really excited about all of the things that are going to go on. There will be a Revolutionary War encampment, a Civil War encampment, the Pioneer African American, Native American encampment type displays, and then a 20th century area, and food trucks, food tent. It'll have a central hub where you can get information. There will be educational informative booths. do-it-yourself tent to demonstrate some blacksmithing and broom making and things. There will be children's activities. The Mineral Museum will be open. Foes Hall will be open for some of the events. These will be set up in the Crittenden Press parking lot, and then over at the Marion United Methodist Church lot. The Mineral Museum is planning another event in August. I want to remind you about, too, the Hudson Mine celebration and memorial. And just a whole lot of things going on here in Marion Crittenden County. If you want to be involved in this legacy event on June 26th and 27th, attend one of the meetings. The next one will be held at 5 p.m. on May 4th, and that's at the Crittenden County Public Library. We're going to take a short break and hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
This Livingston County News is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, located at 318 West Main Street, Salem. To talk to a crop advisor or schedule an appointment, call 270-988-3770.
So we have a very interesting article in this week's Crittenden Press, which is now on newsstands and available. And if you're interested in subscribing, you can do that and get the digital version, which also comes with our archives that date back to the 1800s. And I'm sure somewhere back in those archives would be an article about this individual down in Smithland named Kalen Gordon. He was a black man. He died in 1923 at the age of 43. And the Cemetery Association there in Smithland has just completed an effort to refurbish his headstone. It's kind of interesting how they even located this. The article spells it all out. But Henry and Henry Monuments here in Marion has helped out with this project. And they are kind of rededicating that stone and remembering and memorializing what Mr. Gordon did in 1901, who, along with a friend named William Webb, another black man, helped save a family who had gone down on a boat out in the Ohio River. It was just off what is known as Cottonwood Bar there on the river, and Gordon was 21 years old at the time, and helped rescue a white woman who was actually the boat engineer's wife and her child from this sinking vessel, and a number of people perished in that sinking of the steamboat. So you want to grab this week's press, which is full of interesting information, of course, including our beginning of a four-part series of a gentleman from Carsville, Kentucky, who is the last surviving World War II veteran in Livingston or Crittenden counties. And we have his story, his diary, and I'm going to tell you, this is must-read. It's one of the articles that I have been most excited about in a long time, because we have been given access to Woody Curry's entire journal from his days on a ship out in the Pacific Theater, and he writes about coming under fire, the combat, the bombardments, kamikazes, General MacArthur. It's just an incredible look inside the daily routine of a sailor during the war. And I'm going to tell you, many days were nothing close to routine. There were some mundane times, and it's interesting to see those where, you know, they watch movies. He sleeps a lot during the day because he's on watch at night. But you have to read this. It's incredible. And again, this week, the first in a four-part series, we have started publishing in the Crittenden Press. So grab that and read all about Woody Curry and his time in the combat zone over in the Pacific Theater during World War II. Now, if you're looking for help with your automobile, and it seems like we always find ourselves with repair needs at the worst times, so Justin Baxter Automotive in the Mexico community of Southern Crittenden County, he has a shop there at his home, and he's been in business for a few years in the auto care business. He is a NAPA certified auto care provider, and he does engine diagnostics, repair, brakes, suspension, other routine maintenance, and electrical, and more. You can call Justin Baxter. Some folks, friends of his, call him Rooster. He is an incredible mechanic. I use him all the time. And you can call him at 270-969-1269. That's 270-969-1269. Justin Baxter Automotive at 1390 Highway 70 in the Mexico community. And we're going to get to some sports in just a moment, but a couple other things I want to touch on before we get there. Be aware that we have two more bridges here in the community that are in a state of, I won't say disrepair, but a state of unworthiness, you might say, because recent state inspections have found them to be inadequate to some degree, and they have lowered the weight limits. And one of those is on Jackson School Road. It's a bridge that was damaged by some flooding. Back a few years ago, they replaced the entire deck and did some work to the substructure, I think, at the time. But now it's been found to be insufficient, and they have reduced that to 3 tons. And, you know, 3 tons is not much more than a common everyday passenger vehicle. So that means farm equipment, ambulances, fire trucks are not supposed to go down or cross that bridge, and that's a on the dry fork. It crosses the dry fork of the Livingston Creek, and it is dry a lot of times, but it's a pretty deep creek. You know, I'm afraid we're going to go back to the days of where we have to have low water creek crossings around here, the way these bridges are failing. The other one is on Chapel Hill Road, right at the city limits there in front of the water treatment plant. And that's another one that's just been repaired in the last 2 or 3 years. So be aware that it is down to 13 tons, which also causes a problem for school buses on that one. A school bus weighs about 17 tons when loaded, so they're having to reroute buses because of these issues. Then, of course, there's some bridges still out around Walnut Grove is one out. And then on Mexico Road, there by the upright silo. So a lot of bridge problems. This isn't just a Crittenden County problem. It's all over the state of Kentucky. And we need to talk to our legislators about this. It's beyond what's acceptable, and this needs to be taken care of right away. Well, the city of Marion will be flushing its drinking water system starting on Sunday night. That'll begin about 9 p.m. And what they do is they flush the entire system from the plant all the way through to the, you know, all the water lines. They open valves and fire hydrants and flush out the system from top to bottom, and it's done overnight so that it doesn't disrupt daily routines. But if you're someone who showers in the late evening hours, you know, after 9 p.m., or maybe you wash clothes late at night, just be aware there could be some lower water pressure when they are doing this. And there's a chance of some discolored water as they flush the entire system. But that will be done over a few nights. I talked to Jeff Black, who's the superintendent out at the water plant, and he says that they should be done for certain by Friday morning, April the 3rd. And again, this is done from 9 p.m. until 5 a.m. And it will begin this Sunday and run possibly through Friday. They may get done a day early, but just be aware of that. And as you know, it's tax season just around the corner here. If you haven't got your taxes done, you only have a few more days left. Call H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky, or Golconda, Illinois. Jennifer Reckinger is the local owner. She's hails from over in Illinois, but she has had this franchise here for several years. And Pam Todd, a familiar face here in Marion, is the manager of the Marion location, which is on Main Street. And if you're ready to file your taxes, stop in and see those folks at H&R Block with confidence that you'll get a maximum return. And that is located, again, at 215 North Main Street in Marion. H&R Block providing you professional tax consulting and assistance in filing your taxes right here in Marion, Kentucky. Well, the Lady Rockets softball team wiped out Murray High School in a game played out at Marion Crittenden County Park on Tuesday. The Lady Rockets won that game 18-3 in just four innings. It was called due to the mercy rule. Some of the stars of the show that evening out at Marion Crittenden County Park were Morgan Stewart, Andrea Federico, and Elliot Evans was the pitcher in that game, threw a two-hitter. And the Lady Rockets will be back in action in a key 5th District matchup tonight down in Trigg County before they head to the Queen City Classic tournament in Clarksville this weekend for a series of games Friday night and then all day on Saturday. Now, the Rocket baseball team was in action on Monday and lost here at home to Marshall County. And that was a significant game with regard to the fact that it was the return of Coach Devin Belt, who is now at Marshall County after guiding the Rockets for several years. And he took on his former assistant coach, who is now the Rocket baseball head coach, Riley Jones. And Marshall County won that game 15-2, a very powerful squad they have, and defeated the Rockets quite handily, although Crittenden County held in there for about three or four innings before the game got out of hand. Crittenden County's boys will be back in action on Friday the 27th, tomorrow at Mayfield, and then first of the week on Monday they will be here at home against Murray High School, and then Caldwell County will visit Gordon Blue Guest Field and face the Rockets on Tuesday night, March 30th. So after five games this season, the Rockets are 2-3, and right now just scanning down the batting averages for the baseball team, Quinn Summers, no surprise, is leading that lineup. He's batting .667 right now, really strong out of the chute. Eli Lavelle is hitting .412, and Jackson Duncan, 300. Zach Rustin is also at 300. Of course, Quinn Summers is a multi-year starter. I think he's been starting there at shortstop since his freshman season and probably played a lot as an eighth grader too, best I recall. But he also leads the team with extra base hits, has three, also a home run this season. And speaking of baseball, it's opening week for all the Major League Baseball teams. Some of them got underway last night and others today. But you'll want to go back and get last week's newspaper if you're a baseball fan and read all about Rip Wheeler, Marion's only big league ball player who faced some Hall of Famers during his day. And we have a full wrap-up of how he fared against some of those guys who ended up being in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. That's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. Again, coming to you from my back porch. We'll talk to you the first of the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.